Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. And I'm furious at the Eagles for trading Carson Wentz before the Marks and Reese show started. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike, what's up, man?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy.
All right, what's your reaction to it?
Okay.
Get right to it.
What's my reaction to it?
Yeah.
I'm glad it's over with.
Yeah, I'm relieved. That's my word.
I'm glad it's over. You're relieved?
Hey, I'm relieved that it's over.
Okay. Okay, well, my reaction to it, I'm glad it's over with. It's what I had been expecting and anticipating for the last week or so. And it's good that the Eagles finally went on and decided to accept the deal that the Colts had placed out there as an offer for Carson Wentz. I believe it's a good deal considering the circumstances in which this was trying to be executed. You know, there were limited suitors out there, in part because of the way Carson Wentz has played the past year, in part because of what the Eagles were looking for, but also in part because of what was known as a desirable spot for Carson Wentz. So there was only so much the Eagles could squeeze from that stone, and the Colts clearly weren't going to budge, at least not significantly, and I don't know if anybody else was out there that was going to put up an offer that would cause the Eagles to change their course of direction or force the Colts to increase their offer. That didn't appear to be the case. So the Eagles have put us all out of our misery so that we don't have to talk about when this trade is going to happen. It has happened. I'm obviously happy about where Wentz has landed. That's not a secret. I've said that for weeks. I would prefer him to be there. I think the Eagles got fair compensation. And now it's about let's seeing what the Eagles are going to do to move forward to put this team and organization in a position that they can get back to being a annual contender. And that's really what it's going to be all about ultimately. The more we have to think about and pay attention to what Carson Wentz is doing, that's a clear indicator that we aren't happy with what's going on here in Philadelphia with our team. So people like me will look and pay attention, but the longer and more we pay attention to that, that means what's going on here isn't holding our attention, at least not from a positive standpoint. So that's what the Eagles are tasked to do moving forward, is getting this organization back in the right direction. This was a big part that needed to be removed. There are still other pieces that need to be moved around. There are things that need to be added to this team, but they couldn't do any of those things until this was resolved. They've gotten it resolved. We'll get people's thoughts on whether or not they think the Eagles got a good deal. They made a bad deal. Regardless,
yep,
it's over.
It's over. Yeah, and like
from that standpoint about Wentz being an Eagle, that part is done with.
Yeah, because it's never really going to be over. It's not going to be over. And you actually, it's a great point. If we're paying attention to what Wentz is doing, that means the Eagles probably have three wins, yeah, right? Like looking for a fourth win in the season. But all things considered, Ike, I think the Eagles did very well considering the circumstances of the way Wentz played last year, the amount of guaranteed money that was left on his contract, the fact that the Colts were really the only viable team that were legitimately interested. So getting a potential, and would you say a likely first-round pick? He's going to play 75% of his snaps next year, so not a lock, but a likely. Yeah. You're going to get a first-round pick and a third-round pick this year, so you get the 85th overall pick this year, and then you get at least a second, maybe a first, probably a first in 2022. Being that there was no other teams involved, I think Howie Roseman did well with that, right? But, like, and I said, and Joe Giglio's my buddy, and it's a great tweet because it got my reaction. But he puts a tweet out that says, this is a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is not a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm relieved that Carson Wentz is gone, but this is a historic disaster for the Eagles. The biggest dead cap hit in the history of the league by far, most ever. In three seasons from winning the Super Bowl, this team is a total toilet right now. They just traded away the franchise quarterback a year and a half after they gave him $128 million. I mean, what are we talking about here? This is an old roster. This is an aging roster. This is an expensive roster. They're about $50 million over the salary cap. We have Jalen Hurts, who might be good enough, but what does that mean? We don't know who our quarterback is. We don't have a lot of talent anywhere on offense or defense. Why am I to feel today this is a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles? Because you've hit rock bottom and now you can move forward? Okay. But now you have Howie Roseman, and you have Jeffrey Lurie, and you have the same dysfunctional front office that you've had for the last 3 years that have caused you to get to where you are right now. They fired their Super Bowl-winning coach. They fired their quarterback that, by the way, you don't get to the Super Bowl if Carson Wentz doesn't have the kind of year that he has in 2017. And you're starting over with Sirianni. I couldn't even remember his first name. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and who knows what else. So, no, this is not a great day to be a Philadelphia Eagle fan. Am I happy that Carson Wentz is gone? I wasn't the biggest Carson Wentz fan in the world. But this wasn't all about him. This wasn't all about him wanting out of Philadelphia desperately. The Eagles set this up. Their dysfunction set this up. 215-592-9494. This is not going to be a celebration for me today, Ike. This is going to be me thinking about, all right, Carson Wentz is gone, now what? And you know what the what is? This team sucks. And this organization sucks. And Howie Roseman needs to start drafting some players, otherwise you're in the toilet for years to come. Well, but that's how I feel today. Reality hit.
Hey, listen, I feel you. I do. I feel you, and that's the way I felt 2 months ago, right? I feel you. I knew when they benched this guy, this is where we were headed to. And my frustration and disappointment and concern for where the organization was headed was then. A lot of it was going on during that time as to what could potentially be next for this organization. There's a lot of uncertainty that's here right now, and Howie Roseman is the last man standing. Right?
Yep.
Doug's gone. Carson's gone. Howie's the last man standing. He's the last man standing, and he has the task of fixing this. There'll be no more blaming this guy, blaming that guy, no more leak reports about Wentz and bad locker room, all this other stuff. Now you're going to get your locker room back. You're going to get the guy that all the players like, the cool kid, all that other stuff. You're going to have all that stuff now. Now you got to go out there and win football games.
Yeah.
Now you got to go out there and win football games. Been a lot of drama and a lot of unnecessary stuff since that Super Bowl took place. A lot of backstabbing, a lot of covering your own butt and all that type of stuff going on in that organization. Now you got to get back to being on one accord and putting together a football team that this fan base will be proud to say is their team. That they'll be able to say is proud, that's my squad, let's go get them. Right? And we're just at the beginning of this thing, man. There's a lot the Eagles have to do this offseason to even get this thing headed back in the right direction.
215-592-9494. Ike, no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. And I'm also seeing a lot of people that are mad at the Eagles because they traded Carson Wentz and they're blaming the Eagles. And I just saw a tweet that said that the Colts front office was laughing at the Eagles as they made this trade, just like the Vikings were laughing at the Eagles when they were able to get Justin Jefferson. Like, let's not go overboard here. Carson Wentz is a very talented quarterback, and I think he is going to have success in Indianapolis, especially next year. But it's going to be years before we really find out who wins this trade or if the Eagles are the big losers in this trade. I mean, the Colts have already been to the playoffs and won a game. So it's not like the Carson Wentz going to the Colts and winning a playoff game or getting to the playoffs means anything, right? Like, he's there
sure
to now be the quarterback. Well, I mean,
sure it does. It sure it does. I mean, you just traded a playoff caliber quarterback.
Right, but Phillip Rivers was in the playoffs last year, so who cares?
I know that, but it's not about the Colts. It's about the Eagles. How do you think this fan base is going to feel if Wentz and the Colts are in the playoffs and the Eagles are looking at a 4-13 record next year?
Man,
you think they're going to be saying? You think they're going to be saying, "Oh, you know what? So what? He just tagged along with the Colts." No, they're going to say, "Look at us, look at us." They're going to say, "Had you put talent around the guy? Had you put a proper team around the guy? This is what he was capable of doing." Which a lot of people have argued. So what you're going to see, if he can't play, then he shouldn't go to Indy and have any success. But if he goes to Indy, that just validates the point of people saying if you put talent around him, you put a coach around him that knows how to use him and good structure, you can win with the guy. Like the Eagles are going to be charged with the task of proving that they didn't need Wentz to be successful. Any way you want to slice it, they have decided to trade Carson Wentz because they feel they're better off without him. That's what they're going to have to prove. That's what they're going to have to prove. If he goes there and has success, this fan base isn't going to be happy that he's gone. They're going to say, look at what we got. What is our team doing? What are we doing?
Well, I think we know what it's going to look like next year. And Ike, honestly, if I was a betting man, I would bet that the Colts are in the playoffs last year and the Eagles have something like 5 wins, something like that. Yeah,
well, if they have 5 wins and we're talking about – is Jalen Hurts our quarterback, and did we just miss out on an opportunity to get a quarterback? Because I don't know what they're going to do at number 6 or whether to move up or move back. I don't know. I mean, you see reports out there now that the job isn't just going to be handed over to Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles plan on bringing in some type of competition, whether it's a veteran or whether it's somebody from the draft. Okay.
Yep. Well, that gets back to the reality of where we are as Eagles fans, which is you don't know who your quarterback is. You don't know if this coach can coach. You don't believe in the GM. You need to rebuild your team mostly through the draft. You're in salary cap hell. Yeah, this is not a happy day to be a Philadelphia Eagle fan, at least for me. 215-592-9494. Mark Sinner's 215-592-9494. We get to your phone calls coming up next. What is your reaction? Carson Wentz traded. It's Mark Sinner on 94 WIP.
With the second pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State.
And I was there. I was in Chicago. I was in the theater. Mm. Marks and Reese were back.
Did you boo the pick?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't boo the pick. I was happy. I was pretty much happy until the end of the season. I had my ups and downs with Carson Wentz, but it's the end of the season where I was like I went out. Like, oh, you're gone. I want you out then, too. Let's get the reaction. We're just going to ask everybody to, you know, normally we kind of let you talk a little bit, but try to get in and get out and make your point so we can talk to as many people as possible. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Carson Wentz traded to the Colts. Your reaction. We'll start with JB and Chestnut Hill. JB, go ahead.
Ike and Johnny, great show as usual.
What's up, bro?
Here's the thing.
What's
I agree with both of you to an extent. I think it's somewhere in the middle, i.e. the splitting of the baby. The Colts, as they're currently constructed, are a playoff team. So I actually don't think it's a big risk for them to go after Carson because they're literally the player. Carson is the plug-and-play player to hopefully get them over the top to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That being said, I don't know. You have to like almost hope that Carson doesn't play 75% of the snaps for them to tank, and then their second round pick moves up. I guess. I mean, I don't know. To me, it's a huge problem for this team. It's going to make you wish of the days of Leonard Toews and Rich Kotite because the young people who listen to your station have no idea how bad it could be. You're the second oldest team in the NFL. You have no money. You have a quarterback. Poor kid. I love Jalen Hurts. If they don't go after Kyle Pitts to be his safety blanket or an offensive lineman like Slater in the draft, he's going to be available at 6. This team has zero chance of winning, zero chance of moving forward. Howie got played by himself. There was no market. He manufactured himself. And guess what happened? Egg in his face. And I don't think that this deal was any different than it was 2 months ago. And this could have been over, you know, in January if they wanted to do it, because I don't think the Bears were locking with a big number. Because if they were coming with a second round and Tariq Cohen, I would have preferred
JP, thank you. I just take that trade and you know, just discard it.
No, that wasn't real?
I don't think it was.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
First round of Nick Foles and Tariq Cohen?
Why on earth would the Eagles want Nick Foles and Tariq Cohen? adding 13 more million dollars in salary? and they you have a 5'6" running back coming off an ACL. Yeah, that's a great idea. Absolutely. And Nick Foles, who instantly creates a quarterback controversy. Instantly. Yeah. That was viable. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you shop for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. So Jack makes the question, are you happy or are you sad today? How do you feel after the Wentz trade? Happy?
How simple is that?
What
or
type
sad?
Of question is that?
Well, I think there's people out there that are happy that he's gone.
Happy, sad, or mad? I think more people are mad than sad.
Yeah, I probably should have said upset.
Yeah, sad. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's sad.
Because I'm mad. I'm not happy.
I'll change it.
Yeah, change that. Change
are you
that.
Are you sad? Is that why you put it, Jack? Are you sad today?
Well, I'm sad because I can't believe Carson, like, it's over like this. Mm-hmm. You know, for as much as we argue about Carson or bicker about Carson, like, the guy was a number two overall pick. He had the MVP-ish season in 2017.
Yeah.
He came back in 2019, got the team to the playoffs. He felt like he was finally going to go on a ride. They draft Hurts, they pay him, and it's over. And Carson, for me, gave me real hope about the franchise, about real hope about the Eagles. I thought they were moving in the right direction. And today is the lowest I've ever felt about the Eagles as a franchise. I don't know what the direction is. And I've never felt worse in my life as an Eagles fan as I do right now.
Wow. That is saying something, man.
Well, he's young.
Yeah, that's part of the reason. His first memories are NFC Championship
games. Exactly, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with this team, you know, always let me down in the big games, thanks to Ike. Thanks to Ike. And now this is where I'm at.
You're not even old enough to remember Ike playing. That's how young you are.
Oh, damn. That's how old right? I am.
Mike Douglas for Ike Reese.
Right. So I will say this.
I'm sad. I went through the grieving period, you know, back when he got benched. You know, I went through the grieving period then.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually a little bit sad that it got to this and it's finally over, but there is a part of me that has known that this would be his destination, so I'm happy that sort of worked out. And quite frankly, if he does what I think he is capable of doing, the Eagles will get a third and a first-round pick out of this.
Yeah, he would more or less just have to get injured.
Yeah, so as long as he stays healthy and doesn't get benched, right, because that could be the other thing. You could play bad enough to where they're like, you know what, we're not giving up a first-round pick, so we're just going to sit him on the bench.
That's what they would do. If
yeah.
he was that bad, yes, they'd sit him out
getting,
the last
to keep
couple
him
games.
Getting to 70% playing time. So you want him to do well, because that's going to benefit the Eagles also. So, I mean, the Eagles, hopefully they get a 3-1 out of this, and then it becomes what do you do with that 3-1.
And it's nice to have the potential one next year.
Yeah.
If it ends up being a peak at Jalen Hurts this year to see what he has, if it's like, all right, he's probably not the guy, now at least you're going to have a higher draft pick and you have a second
ones.
One.
Yep. Yes, you got two number ones to potentially move up.
Yep. So I actually like that they potentially could get that first rounder next year and not this year.
Yeah.
You have the high pick this year. I like the leverage of having that other pick next year. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Yoshi in Brewerytown. What's up, Yosh?
What's up?
Yo.
What's up, Yosh?
John.
Yo.
And Jack, how you doing today?
Hey, Yosh.
I'm just gonna give you my special voice today. You know, I usually call in and I'm like, but today I'm going to say Carson left this town a winner because he had no trade clause. And he said, I'm going where I want to go. He's happy again. I'm happy for him. He got that defense over there, that O-line, the weapons on offense, competent coaching. Carson is happy again. And I'm going to finish it with the Dostocki. Carson Wentz, the most interesting man in the league. I don't always root for an AFC team, but when I do, it's the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They become your second team, Yoshi?
Yes, they are. They okay. ain't in the NFC. They ain't going to mess with us mathematically. Now I'm going to be Yoshi. They ain't going to mess with us mathematically. None of that good stuff.
So, yeah, I'm rooting for him.
All right.
Carson's color is red, but I'm going to wear some blue and white next year.
All right.
I'm going to wear some blue and white. I don't know coach stuff, but I'm going to wear some blue and white.
All right. I listen, I've done it before with other players, right? If it doesn't affect your home team. Sure, there's good. Anybody that's a big Carson Wentz fan is going to root for him in Indianapolis, as long as it doesn't affect the Eagles. Some Eagles fans are already saying that they're rooting for him over the Eagles. Well, but they're not going to root for the Eagles.
Let's not go that far, but yeah. I will be rooting hard. I don't wear jerseys and all that stuff, so I don't have to worry about that. I won't be buying any Wentz jerseys.
Sure, how about a Scherzy?
Yeah, I won't be buying a Wentz Scherzy either. No, I'm good. I'm good on that, but I will be rooting for him. Yeah, without a doubt.
Let's go to Colton in Oxford, Pennsylvania. Colton, what's up, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Colton?
Personally, I'm happy that we just got it done because yesterday I was talking about going into panic mode, thinking we weren't going to move him at all. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we got a pretty decent compensation back, a third this year and a second, and I'd say a very good chance of becoming a first next year, is completely ideal for a rebuilding team like the Eagles.
Yep.
Now, the next step is pretty crucial with the sixth overall pick. We can draft a wideout, a corner, a linebacker, a tight end, an offensive lineman. Just whatever we do, we can't draft a quarterback. We're still in the feeling out Jalen Hurts stage, which I think is showing more pros than cons. Let's give this kid a chance with a new coaching staff in a brand new season without any toxicity in the quarterback room, which we haven't had on this team in years. And if he falls off a cliff this upcoming season, then okay, so be it. We can start thinking about drafting a quarterback the following year when we have more quality picks. But I honestly don't think that's going to happen. Good luck to Wentz and the Colts, and I really mean that, so we can get that first-round pick. And because this whole situation with Carson was an organizational failure, but it's over now. We need to turn the page and restart the right way. And right now, that's Jalen Hurts being the starter, leading the team going forward, and concentrating on rebuilding the team in all areas, not just the quarterback position.
Thanks,
Colton. Good call, Colton. I mean, I got to be honest with you. That's exactly what I would be looking to do. I don't know if that's what the Eagles are going to do, but that's what I would be looking to do. I would be looking to give Jalen Hurts every opportunity to show us that he is the guy or he's not the guy.
Yep.
Right? No sense of hedging your bets. Now, if you want to bring in a veteran to be the backup quarterback, you know, in case Hurts gets injured or what have you, that's fine, but I'm not bringing in anybody to threaten Jalen Hurts' job or any of that type of stuff. This team isn't a playoff team this next year, so you don't have the pressure of having to make some type of drastic move like that. That's where the Eagles went wrong last year, in my opinion. Instead of using last season and the pandemic as an excuse and a way to not make a drastic move like benching your $130 million quarterback, no, they decided it was all or nothing last year and they had to make the playoffs at all cost. So if that meant benching Carson Wentz in a terrible NFC East division, then so be it. We needed to get a spark. Come on, man.
Doug.
Yeah, let Jalen Hurts. Let Jalen. And you know what? And I'm glad you brought up Doug. Because part of that, John, I believe that Doug felt like his job was on the line.
And he was trying to win as many games as possible.
Yes. Yep. And so the Eagles could have avoided that by not putting Doug under that type of pressure.
Yep.
So now Doug doesn't feel he needs to make desperate moves. So let Jalen Hurts learn this year, show us what he has. Meanwhile, you're building, you're putting pieces together that in case he's not the guy, then all you need to do is put a quarterback in there, and you've already addressed other issues on the team. But we know the Eagles, we don't know if that's what they're going to do, but that's what I would do.
Well, Ike, that's what I would do, too. And we're not quarterback factories like the Eagles, though, so you never know.
Right.
Need another one on the assembly line. Let's go to Walt in Collingswood. Walt, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm actually very angry. I feel happy for Carson Wentz because I'm pretty sure he's going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. But the way the Eagles handled this whole situation, Ike, I saw it 2 months ago like you did. So I went back 2 months ago and I started watching every game since 2017. Why, starting in 2018, did not a single coach ever come up to Carson Wentz when he was on the sideline? They did it for every other quarterback. Like, why did he stop getting coached?
I don't know if it was him You know, maybe he's rubbing people the wrong way. I don't know. I don't know, Walt. It's the strangest thing. We've talked about it. We've seen Doug with whether it's Nick Foles or whether it's Jalen Hurts or, hell, it's Josh McCown or what have you. We've seen those conversations take place. We didn't see them as frequently with Wentz. And I don't know if that was a Wentz issue or the coach's issue. I truly don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, maybe it was mutual.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, listen.
Like, yeah, last year it looked like it.
Listen, Wentz, oh, there's no doubt in my mind last year it was mutual.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be around each other.
No.
And that's why Press Taylor was over there more. 2019, it was Josh McCown over there talking with him more often than anyone else. So, I you never know whether or not someone is coached and something is said to them that rubs them the wrong way, and now the relationship is different. It's just never the same. I'll give you a quick example, and we've heard this story. This is the T.O. Donovan situation. This all originated where the bad blood starts in New York. It's a game in New York. T.O. thought he was open on a play that they had practiced all week in practice that Donovan had thrown to him in practice while he was open. It opened up just as they thought it would in the game. Donovan decides to go somewhere else with the ball. T.O. comes back to the huddle and says, "What happened, bro? I was open. You missed me." And we know Donovan, as from T.O.'s mouth, his words, Donovan told him to shut the bleep up.
Right.
Now, that moment right there, Donovan could have just been frustrated. He's mad he missed the throw and didn't see him, or T.O., whatever. That moment right there changed the dynamic of the relationship. They had words after the game in the locker room. I saw that firsthand. I was right there. They had words. That was the first time that anybody saw any issue with them. But we thought that was squashed. And you move on because we're winning. But it was never the same because one guy never let it go.
Right.
So the dynamic of the relationship was never the same. And I don't know if that's what happened with Wentz and either Grow or Wentz and Doug or what have you, that he may have been coached the way he didn't like and he forever felt, you know what, I'm not listening to him. Whatever it was. But that it
– Something changed.
Yes,
you're right.
Something changed with that dynamic and that relationship. And I don't know what it was, and they could never get it back to where it was in 2017 prior to him getting injured. We've heard Doug speak glowingly about him.
Yeah.
But something changed, man. And only they truly know what that is.
And just like with T.O., maybe with Carson just has the personality that once he's done with something
right.
or somebody, he's done with
right.
something or somebody.
And we see T.O. is still holding a grudge.
Almost 20 years later. 17 years later. He's
not
still
even close to being over it.
No, it's worse now.
Yeah.
He's bringing out drinking stories
yes.
before the Super Bowl, and he keeps bringing the same story up. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Tweeting Freddie Mitchell? Like, come on, man. It's unbelievable. But he does have that kind of personality.
Yep.
Absolutely. Let's go to Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. What's up, Black Gritty?
He's gone. Oh, what went wrong?
Why are you so happy?
I'm just thinking about Doug and releasing his book, Jobless, and telling me the true story about what happened with Carson Wentz, Jobless by Doug Peters.
That's a great idea.
All the behind the scenes goodness. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find out what happened. I want to know.
Who's more likely to write that book about what really happened? I don't think Wentz would do it. Somebody else would have to do
He's
it.
He's not a normal human being.
Job, and he got things to do with his new offensive line, new defensive team, and a great coach that apparently helped us win the Super Bowl. So Wentz is a little busy. Doug got nothing but free time to write Jobless. So I put Doug on that business tool right now. Man, Future, one of the best things I did about my daughter, Eagles jersey, I got her number 11. She wanted a Wentz jersey. I said, you know what, let's go ahead and put Stone on the back. Now she can continue to wear that jersey, and I ain't got to worry about it. Nobody's saying nothing to her about number 11. I'm happy for Carson. I'm happy for us, even though I don't know what we're going to do with these picks. I'm sitting over here like, can we trade Cox? Can we trade Brandon? Can we just get rid of everybody over the age of 30 for, like, third-round picks and
yeah.
give you more of a chance to
yeah.
get some players? Because we are in cap hell right now. I can't even be happy about my team. It's a doomsday device. We got a villain at the controls, okay? So go out here, sell everything. Put Jack Fritz up for sale. Everybody got to go.
No, Jack Fritz is not going, and John Marks is not going.
No?
No, we're not going.
Every
once in a while, I just try to pull people up. And say, you just shit me off, too. You got a good price.
Listen, you make a great point, Black Gritty, about moving on from older guys. Like, the Eagles may as well just go ahead and completely commit to this.
Everything, yep.
Yeah.
Because this whole restructuring, how he loves to restructure, I'm done with it. If we're burning down the house, burn it all down. I'm not trying to live in a burn-up garage while the house on fire. Take it all down, and let's rebuild everything. Everybody got to go. But yeah. You know what? He's gone. Talk to you guys.
All right, there he is. Very animated today. Imagine if Howie decided, as they should have last year, say, you know what, perfect year to actually rebuild.
Yep.
To cut some guys that we know that aren't going to be here in 2 years and are making a lot of money. Some of the older players. I mean, they let Malcolm Jenkins walk, so they unfortunately
they
only
got halfway
still
in. Play.
Yeah, he's the one guy that could play. So instead of going all the way in, they dipped their toe in and said, "Oh well, you know, we're always going to have the illusion that we're going for it, even if we're not." No one actually believed that they were going for anything last year. Mm-hmm. They were in year one of a retool. Now this should be year one of a rebuild. But if they do that last year and instead of drafting Jalen Hurts, they draft a lineman or a running back or whatever, and even if they don't win a lot of games last year, Carson Wentz is still here.
Right.
Right, there's still not the same type of urgency to where Doug's coaching for his job, Carson's worried about losing his job.
Should have moved on from Alshon last year.
Yes. Yeah, regardless.
Should have just ate the money and moved on.
Yep. In hindsight, I would look at it and say, you know what, they should have done that last year. And if they did that last year, they'd be a year closer, and you probably still have your quarterback.
Moving on from Jason Peters, he's not coming back demanding money to move over to the left tackle position, which sent a terrible signal to everyone else in the locker room.
Yep.
Just a terrible signal to everyone else in the locker room that they allowed that to happen.
Totally agree. 215-592-9494.
Not to cut you off, but if we ever want to talk about somebody not being a team guy, is that's the most non-team guy thing I've ever seen right there.
Out of a guy that should be
this made $100 million dollars here.
Yep. Jason Peters, bless his heart. And then Doug's got to grovel and make up stories.
Yeah. They set a terrible tone to start that season last year.
Absolutely terrible.
Lane Johnson waiting to get surgery. When training camp starts.
Yep, and he's the entire year he's hobbled. If you're rebuilding, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yep.
And we might be mad. There's going to be people out there.
We would have been through the first year of the rebuild.
Right, and you'd be feeling better about it this year.
Yep.
Instead, now, offensive line, old. Defensive line, old and expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, who do you have in your secondary? Your linebackers, you have a couple of young guys. On offense, Miles Sanders is your best skill guy, right? Like, this team has so much that they need to do. So much that they need to do. Carson Wentz leaving. You're trading him. That's great for all the Wentz haters, and I was relieved that he's gone. But it doesn't mean your team's in any better position right now because it's not.
Ertz
is next, yep. 215-592-9494. On the other side, some of Carson's teammates and former teammates weigh in on the trade. You'll hear what they had to say next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.